Exclusive: Devin Nunes, Biden classified documents scandal is an obvious showing of the two-tier justice system. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 22, 2023. Former Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, spoke with Breitbart News about how the federal government's handling of President Joe Biden's classified documents scandal compared to how they investigated former President Donald Trump is an obvious showing of the two-tier justice system. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview by asking Nunes to provide his perspective on President Joe Biden's classified documents scandal and how it differs from the FBI's raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Devin Nunes, January 21, 2023. Nunes explained how the government's handling of Biden's classified documents scandal is an obvious showing of the two-tier justice system. It comes down to, once again, whatever they accuse you of doing, they're doing themselves. And this is just another example of that, Nunes said before mentioning that, unlike Biden, Trump's team knew about the documents and invited law enforcement to come to Mar-a-Lago to look at the White House documents. And so, the whole idea of what's really happening here is the DOJ is hopelessly corrupt. And, I hate to say that. I thought it would get better after we exposed the Russia hoax. But really what's happened is they just continued it, Nunes told Boyle. And I think that's what you're seeing is just a continuation of the weaponization of the whole United States government. Nunes then criticized Biden for making the biggest political gaffe in history by admitting that he kept the classified documents in his locked garage next to his Corvette because he essentially admitted to illegal activity. I mean, it's just plain and simple, classified documents have to move from one SIF, which is a compartment and facility that's designed, and it has to move from one to another with a locked capacity, Nunes explained. Boyle then asked Nunes to explain Trump's claim that he previously declassified the documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Nunes explained that, unlike former Vice President Biden, as president, Trump had the authority to declassify documents. He also talked about the obvious difference between Trump's and Biden's situations. Biden kept the classified documents in separate locations scattered across the country. Nunes said, "Well, first of all, the easy answer is that the President of the United States has declassification authority. A vice president does not. And for sure, a former vice president does not, so we don't even know. There's so many unanswered questions with the Biden documents, starting with, where were they? How did they get there? We've kind of heard different versions of, oh, people were in a hurry. And they took them out of the White House, and they ended up at the Penn Biden Center. You know, unsecured, locked in a closet. Or supposedly in a closet. You know, across the street from the United States Capitol in just a standard commercial building. Okay, well, that was the first explanation. But then you look at it, and the Penn Biden Center didn't open until, I think, the beginning of 18. So there's a year there that doesn't make any sense. And then you've got the situation where you've got them. They were in his garage, and then two additional locations in his house that Hunter Biden rented or stayed in. I mean, we don't even know the answer to that. So that's the obvious difference." Nunes also noted that the judge who approved the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago approved an open-ended search warrant, which explains why the FBI searched through Barron Trump's bedroom and Melania Trump's wardrobe. Nunes also criticized the FBI for their little photo op where they spread documents out all over the floor. "We don't know what those are other than just cover pages that they spread out all over the floor. I mean, this is high-level, third-world corruption by the DOJ and the FBI," Nunes said. "And remember, when they did the photo ops and all that stuff, started releasing that and leaking that. They probably knew at the time that Biden had a much bigger problem." Nunes also spoke about how the same actors involved in the Russia collusion hoax are involved in the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. "Those actors set up the Mar-a-Lago raid in an attempt to take the heat off Biden and push the public against Trump," Nunes hypothesized. Nunes said. "So I think what they did is, the top people that were Russia hoaxers at the Biden White House, and then they were at the Department of Justice. These are people that graduated up, they fell upward. They came back, they left Obama Biden, came back in higher positions. They were all involved in the Russia hoax. And they didn't stop. I think what they believed their idea was is, well, we just get the fake news there. Everybody doesn't like Trump, so screw him. We're gonna set this up. Once we go to a judge, we get a warrant. We'll go to a judge that we know is corrupt, a Clinton appointee. We'll get a warrant. We'll send the FBI in, we'll raid Mar-a-Lago. And then finally, we'll get all the Republicans and conservatives across the country that will throw up their hands and say, wow, this must be really bad. Well, the opposite happened. And what happened was even people that were, I would say, even kind of never Trump world said, wait a second here. This is way over the top. And that was at the initial raid. Not to mention that the week that followed, before Merrick Garland comes out and we all thought he was going to come out and say, well, Trump had these 10 documents, and he was hiding them in Melania's underwear drawer. That's what we were expecting Garland to say. Instead, he looked like a beat-up old man, pathetic individual that couldn't even mumble out the words. And we find out 4 days later, they don't have anything. The conversation switched gears when Boyle asked Nunes to talk about how House Republicans could effectively investigate the Biden administration with majority control of the House. Nunes explained that in modern-day Washington, D.C., House Republicans need to utilize the subpoena power and hold those who do not comply in contempt of Congress, as House Democrats did to Steve Bannon during the previous Congress. Nunes said. So, just yesterday, or it was either Thursday or yesterday, that it came out that the DOJ sent over a letter to the Congress that said, and I'm once again just paraphrasing, but as you know, we cannot give you anything that's an ongoing investigation, and we can't confirm or deny ongoing investigation. Okay, well, that traditionally has been the case. But the Congress needs to say, no, that was a long time ago, before you were hopelessly corrupt. And we are going to subpoena. We're first going to ask you for them, then we're going to subpoena them, then we will hold you in contempt. And then you can go and arrest yourself, just like they did to Steve Bannon, and take yourself to the court and get prosecuted, trial by jury. And you can be found guilty in 32 seconds. So they need to push to that quickly. Nunes also urged House Republicans to look into special counsel Jack Smith, whom Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed to investigate Trump, and Robert Hur, the special counsel investigating Biden's handling of classified documents. The second thing that has to happen is that the special counsels, both of these special counsels, are hopelessly compromised, Nunes said. Nunes pointed to Smith's phony investigation into former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, R, that ruined his career, as evidence of Smith being compromised. Nunes also pointed out that Smith's wife is someone who has been a Democratic operative making films and documentaries about how bad Trump and Republicans are. Nunes then highlighted Hur's previous work experience with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein as evidence of his corruption. But let's look at who's investigating Biden. That's even more fun. This is a guy who was front and center of the Russia hoax, Nunes said. He was the guy who worked with Rod Rosenstein to, number one, go after my staff. He got subpoenas. He had to been involved with the process when they went to a grand jury when we had them under investigation, getting ready to hold them in contempt. What do? They go in, they go to grand jury, and they go after all of my lawyers and get all their documents back in 2017 and 18. Now, if that's not corruption, I don't know what is. He had to have been part of that, Nunes said. Secondly, he was also part of when we were releasing the memo in early 2018. The memo that showed the corruption between the DOJ, FBI, the Democrat campaign, the Clinton campaign. We put that memo out. What happens? The DOJ sends us a letter, and they make it public that we're going to destroy the justice system and the FBI. We're going to risk national security, Nunes said. Well, guess what? This guy was involved in writing that. So, anyone who was ever anywhere near the Russia hoax, you should not only be nowhere near any classified information, you should never hold any job in the government, Nunes concluded. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.